first one is, how was the mission to Hawaii? Who sent it? Who wanted it to come? Where did it originate from? Well, the man named Henry Opokaia, he was the one that inspired and requested that the gospel be sent to the Hawaiian Islands. He became a Christian and was baptized in about 1814, 1815, and that was his goal, to come back home to Hawaii, to bring the gospel back to Hawaii. Few people know that a native Hawaiian inspired the first missionaries. They picture the missionaries as older people of long gray beards and so forth, but no, they were young, adventurous people. And Henry was to come back with a man named Samuel Mills. And Samuel was the founder of Foreign Missions in America at Williams College in Northwest Massachusetts in 1806. He was the leader of a prayer meeting held in a thunder and lightning storm under a haystack. And from that moment on, the foreign mission movement in Hawaii took off, and New England took off. That was called the Haystack Meeting. Subsequently, in 1809, Samuel met Opokaia at a dorm room in Yale, at Yale College in New Haven. He immediately came up with the idea of sending a mission to what was then called the Sandwich Islands, the Hawaiian Islands. That was the name Captain Cook gave to them. And from that point on, things just developed for Opokaia. Samuel took Henry home to Litchfield, left to come out of the big city in New Haven. And there, his family adopted Opokaia, became part of their ohana. And they promised him a place to live and support for the rest of his life. And of course, he was orphaned back in Hawaii when he was a child. So this was something he really sought after. So Samuel brought Henry to Andover Theological Seminary. He raised funds for him to go to a primary school in Bradford, Massachusetts, and things just took off there. And as Henry grew in becoming a Christian, he picked up on the vision, too, of sending the gospel to Hawaii. By 1817, 1818, when Henry was at the Foreign Mission School in Connecticut, a school that he was a star pupil at, it was planned by the American Board of Commissioners that the Henry and Samuel Mills would probably co-lead the mission to Hawaii. Unfortunately, Samuel took off on a trip to West Africa to survey lands that later became the nation of Liberia for an organization called the American Colonization Society, and he died off the coast of Africa. Months earlier, in February of 1818, Opokaia contracted typhus fever, and he died in Cornwall. So both Henry and Samuel passed away before they could lead the mission to Hawaii. One wonders what it would have been like if they were the leaders of the mission, what Hawaii would be like today.